Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered. I'm Gordon Moat here with Bill Gaither himself, with a great cast of characters, and we're ready to get things started.
And all of my guests today can serve up some great gospel music. Sandy Patty, Booth Brothers, the Browns.
Seems like yesterday when our buddy George Yontz sang this song in the studio up in Alexandria there, Bill. Yeah. Set me on the rock.
You're going to love this one.
Moses, weary of wandering, his task was nearly complete. The Lord said, let me show you a land where my people can rest their feet. But you, my servant, paid the price. You've been a shepherd to the weak. So go look down from this mountain and then come on home to me. Set me on the rock, Joshua. Let me view the promised land. Set me on the rock, Joshua. He delivered unto us by his mighty hand. Through the wilderness he led us. By his bountiful hand he fed us. Oh, won't you set me on the rock, Joshua? Let me gaze upon Israel's prize. For 7 days they did not speak. A mighty battle was at hand. God had told his children to go in and possess the land. On the seventh day, the seventh hour, the seventh time around, his holy purpose was fulfilled and the wall came a tumbling down. Set me on the rock, Joshua, let me view the promised land. Set me on the rock, Joshua. He delivered unto us by his mighty hand. Through the wilderness he led us. By his bountiful hand he fed us. Oh, won't you set me on the rock, Joshua? Let me gaze upon Israel's pride.
Now come in, honey. You sing one, Tony. Come in, honey, stand.
Where the lamb was led to the slaughter, and the stage already set. An eternal sacrifice was made, one for all the rest. Now the mercy seat is covered with the blood from his own hands. And the rock of ages took his place as the bridge between God and man.
Set me on the rock, Joshua. Let me view the promised land.
Won't you just
set me on the rock, Joshua? He delivered unto us by his mighty hand. Through the wilderness he led us. By his bountiful hand he fed us. Won't you set me on the rock, Joshua? Let me gaze upon Israel's bride. Set me on the rock, Joshua. Let me view the promised land. Set me on the rock, Joshua. He delivered unto us by his mighty hand. Through the wilderness he led us. By his bountiful hand he fed us. Oh, won't you set me on the rock, Joshua? Let me view the promised land. Let me see the promised land.
George Johns, with some help there from Tony Clay, who wrote the tune. Wonderful, wonderful song. My public service announcement today is this is International Good Samaritan Day. The idea is to reach out to someone in need and do whatever you can do to help them. Be a good Samaritan.
Like that.
This song is written by my son and Todd Settles. It's Todd's idea, and he brought it to Benji. And it came out called We Are All God's Children. Listen.
We are God's children, a new life we're given, the old forgiven, learning to love like Him.
If you see a brother stumble, won't you pick him back up? Come together when push comes to shove. With faith and hope, and the greatest is love. It's all gonna be alright. If the children are hungry, won't you give them some bread? Dinner ain't over till everyone's fed. When we climb up the mountain, won't you give me a hand? It's all gonna be alright.
We are God's children.
And because He lives, all fear is gone.
Then I believe all fear is gone.
Hallelujah.
We are God's children. A new life we're given. The old forgiven. Learning to love like Him.
Kind of a wussy award this week. Yeah, the concrete contractors of Compton meeting at Clifford and Cassandra's Crystal Carousel in Cabos.
Oh boy.
Gave us their wet cement award. They said their words seem for real, but in truth, there's no deal.
Whatever.
I think the boys have inhaled too much cement dust down there, but anyhow, here's the word of the day. Prelapsarian. Yes, somebody.
I got it over here. I got that too. Anybody?
Of course not. Prelapsarian, have you ever asked your wife for something only to sit there and watch her dig through her purse for 30 minutes trying to find what you're looking for? Looking for the car keys. Oh, no. You got to go past the lipstick and the tissues. You got to go past the cough drops and the makeup and the chewing gum, the parking tickets, the unpaid electric bill, the rabbit's foot, the tithing envelope. envelope, and well,
preach it, brother.
The prelapsarian is a gizmo that finds anything in a purse in less than 10 seconds.
Wow.
It flips the stupid thing over and shakes it furiously, and voila! We got car keys. Is that right?
No,
it's a gizmo.
No.
I want one.
I could use one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It actually means carefree, as in most young people have a prelapsarian time in their life.
Uh-huh. Mm. Could have fooled me.
Oh, well, we just did.
Nice try, okay.
That's five syllables.
How long does that last?
For five syllables.
We're having way too good a time in the old homecoming studio today, Bill.
Sandy Patty, pour on the power. Listen.
From the bottom, seems like a long way to go. The mountain's dark and steep. The climbing is oh so slow. Your body aches, you're out of breath. You're ready to give in.
Ready to give in.
But don't give up. You've got the strength to make it to the end. You can pour on the power.
Only dogs could hear.
Sign her up. Swan, what food product do 85% of the people buy on a regular basis? Bread, milk, coffee, peanut butter?
Peanut butter. I put everything on it.
Look, coffee around our house.
I tell you what, there's nothing better than peanut butter sandwich with some Spam that has just sort of come out of that can and landed on there. And eating in jail.
That's enough. That's enough, Swan.
Right.
The Booth Brothers. Hallelujah meeting.
Go shouting on through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again and again and again and again. Oh, 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 what a celebration. Forgetting where we've been. Now we're on the top of Zion. Triumphing over sin. First the angels will start singing, then joy bells will be ringing. Then we'll tour all over heaven, when the saints go marching in. Well, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? Where the saints of old, standing with a greeting to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift that hand
hands together and go shouting on through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again. Well, I've been laughed at here for shouting since many long years ago. But I got more than just religion when Jesus saved my soul. I got way down deep salvation like no mortal tongue can tell. And I stand an invitation to a hallelujah spell. Well, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? Where the saints of old standing with a greeting to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift our hands together and go shouting on through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
That was the Booth Brothers on this Friends edition of Homecoming Radio.
And here's something for you to think about. There are no hopeless situations, only people who think hopelessly.
True.
Man, very true.
That's a good one.
This is Ivan Parker, and if you're in love with gospel music, you've come to the right spot. Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Thanks for being here.
And here's the Swan with some holy humor.
Come on, Swan.
Hey, here's some good bulletin bloopers. Due to the pastor's illness, the healing service will be discontinued. Our closing hymn today is number 58, Gold Will Take Care of You. My little wife, Laurie, my honey love, she put in the bulletin one time, instead of message from God's word, she put mess from God's word. Mess. That hurt my feelings.
Bill, here's the tallies on Homecoming Radio. You know what it is.
Tell somebody.
What's your story? Has the Lord been good to you? We'll give him glory and let his praise rise up in you. If you've been rescued by the Father's mighty hand, if you've been washed by the blood of the Lamb, you gotta tell somebody that you've got something to say. If you got the love of Jesus, you gotta give it away. You gotta tell somebody. You gotta get up and go. If you got the good news of the gospel, then somewhere somebody's gotta know. Set you free. Oh, the difference since those shackles fell. That's the kind of thing you can't keep to yourself. You gotta tell somebody that you've got something to say. If you got the love of Jesus, you gotta give it away.
somewhere, somebody's gotta know.
I grew up loving the Tallies, and that was them on Be Kind Edition of Homecoming Radio.
Here's a promise we can all hold on to straight out of Matthew. He said, "Come to me, all you who are tired and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
That's good.
Take comfort in that.
We love the notes we get from our listeners. Notes like this I hear in Perth, Australia, on Vision Radio. Perth. I love the joy and encouragement you bring. You're all a bit nutty, but thanks for bringing us such a beautiful show. We love it. That's from Maggie.
We love your show in Texas. I schedule my day around your being on the satellite. I love what you do, and I thank you for bringing the joy of Jesus to my life. God bless. That's from Kimberly.
I'm Jake, and I'm 18, living in Indiana. I just stumbled across you people, and what a day brightener you are. I don't know what I'd do without you. Keep doing what you do. I love it.
Nice.
This one says, my five-year-old daughter said to me after seeing the vocal band in person, "Mommy, when I grow up, I want hair just like Mr. Gaither." Oh. It's so shiny and bouncy. I bet Mrs. Bill brushes it for him every night before he goes to bed.
Mrs. Bill.
Christine in Nebraska wants to know, does she?
Yeah, we're going to send that kid some hair right now. Get that out in the mail.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
How sweet that is.
That is wonderful.
Christina in Nebraska.
That's right.
What a sweetheart. This has been a wonderful day. This is a great old traditional tune, probably a spiritual, simply called Give Me Jesus by Phyllis Webb.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. give me Jesus.
Well, we started out today to remind you that we are truly blessed and life is good. I hope you got our message and that you'll join us again for more joy and encouragement the next time.
And if you travel through cyberspace during the week, please make a quick stop at homecomingradio.com where you can hear more of us online.
And you can download our free iPhone Homecoming Radio app. Get the dates and times and places for future homecoming concerts.
And you'll love hanging out with us on our Facebook page. That's also the place where you can leave us a note, homecomingradio.com.
Tori, we have 107 great homecoming radio stations in the state of Alabama.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Stations like WCLR, WERC, WJRD, and WTBF. Hey, you are terrific, and we say
salute!
Bill, Gloria called to say your seniors' hopscotch tournament starts tonight. You better hop on home, because you are favored to win, Bill.
I'm just working on how to say www. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Well, today you've heard only the best of the best in gospel music. And you know, oftentimes we're asked where you can find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you're going to find this and much more there. We look forward to you joining us again next time when all of your favorite homecoming friends are going to stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.